daily life. In the early 1760s, New France became officially referred to as Quebec. Though conquered, the habitants were by and large thankful for the peace that followed the British occupation. In particular, in 1763, the French were still dealing with the effects of Wolfe's terror tactics of 3 years before. That being, starvation and disease still confronted the people every day. In terms of religion, the Roman Catholic Church's influence was at an all-time low. Many priests had died during the Siege of Quebec. Worse still, the Bishop of New France had been killed, and without a bishop, no new priests could be ordained. Britain, despite its pragmatic toleration of Catholicism, refused to allow Pope Clement XIII to appoint a new bishop for the colony. With the noted exception of Governor Murray, the British did not trust the Canadians. The French habitants were believed to be no different than the peasants of Ireland, go Ireland, that gave England so much trouble. Consequently, the military government enacted a series of restrictions aimed at controlling the French. Firstly, it was illegal for a Canadian to own a firearm. Secondly, the coureurs de bois were no longer allowed to trade furs with the First Nations. And thirdly, French people could not be found out of doors past 9 p.m., that is, they could not break the curfew. Military rule had the desired effect in that life in the new English colony was orderly and peaceful. However, a more permanent form of government was required to establish long-term security. The opportunity to set up such a government came once the Seven Years' War ended with the signing of the Treaty of Paris in 1763.